The major question that comes up every Chol Hamoed, whether it's Chol Hamoed Pesach or Chol Hamoed Sukkot, like it did this morning, is to wear tefillin or not to wear tefillin. So let's go back, get some background info, and then try to figure out whether one should be wearing tefillin or not wearing tefillin, or some people should be wearing and some people should not be. So the topic begins on a familiar pasuk, or it should be a little familiar since we read it this morning. V'shamarta sachuka zos miyamim yamima. So what is that? So there's a debate in the Gemara and Menachos when it says the sachuka zos, what chuka are we talking about? So Rav Yossi Aglili writes, the chuka, the chok is tefillin. What does that mean? Miyamim. So they learn out two things, miyamim yamima, yom v'lo layla. One must wear tefillin during the day and not at night. And miyamim yamima, certain days, even during the day, you don't wear tefillin, i.e. Shabbos and Yantos. So Rav Yossi Aglili is all covered. It's referring to tefillin. We wear tefillin during the day and not at night. But on Shabbos and Yantov, we do not wear tefillin even during the day. And Rabbi Akiva says no. V'shamarta sachuka zos b'yamim yamima is referring to the Korban Pesach. We do it once a year. Aye, so the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbi Akiva, then how do we know, or what does he say about nighttime? Does that mean according to Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to wear tefillin at night or not? So the Gemara concludes, according to Rabbi Akiva, Mina Torah, Laila loves man tefillin. According to Rabbi Akiva, really, Mina Torah, one has a mitzvah to wear tefillin at night. If you wear tefillin at night, it is the Zman HaMitzvah. However, Midrabanan, since the tefillin are very holy and kadosh, and we're afraid we don't want you to mavaz them, fall asleep with them, so if you wear tefillin at night, I guess their assumption is that you're more likely to fall asleep at night than in the morning, and therefore one has to one does not wear tefillin midrabanan. So it comes out, according to Rav Yossi Aglili, it seems to be a biblical prohibition. You can't wear tefillin at night. It's from a pasuk, Yom V'lo Laila. Even in our Torah, at best it's nothing, at worst maybe you violate something. According to Rabbi Akiva, in our Torah it's permitted, but we don't do it because you might come to fall asleep. Remember one of my, speaking of sleeping, I remember one of the best shilohs I got was someone was in the Minion factory, I don't know if it was in Borough Park or somewhere else, and he had his tefillin in his hand, and he wasn't sure, he didn't remember if he was taking off his tefillin or putting on his tefillin. I guess it was before the coffee in the morning. So either way, that's the machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So what my nafkamina? Either way, so the major nafkamina. If you assume Minat Torah really is man tefillin, it's only a gzera drabanan, to Rabbeinu Peretz comes along and says, if someone wakes up early, you already had your sleep, and you're waking up to go to work, you're waking up to learn. So then you already slept, there's no concern that you falling asleep, and therefore you could put on tefillin, you know, morning sreyashnai, meaning it's before dawn, so it's still nighttime. Because Laila is man tefillin. So generally we don't assume that way. However, we take in Rabbeinu Peretz in terms of great need. So unfortunately during the Holocaust, the only time they could put on tefillin was early morning, which was late. Or I heard that that's what Chabad does. That sometimes, I guess it was in the airport, and it was like one of these early morning flights, and they were putting on tefillin on people, and it's probably, again, the people who never put on tefillin, who wouldn't be, so they probably figure at least Minat Torah, they could wear the tefillin. So, or there was a case in 1970, I think it was the oil embargo, where Moshe, the people couldn't get to work. So he had to put that tefillin. So he had a discussion there, at least putting on your tefillin early, maybe waiting on the bracha. A bracha is a discussion, but certainly you could put on your tefillin before, because really, minat Torah is this man tefillin. So obviously, most cases, we try to wait. We wait until the zmanat tefillin before we put on, but since minat, you have to know, so since minat Torah, well, I live this man, so special cases where someone's never going to put on, in the case of the Holocaust, so when you can't get the work, so then there's what to discuss. What about Shabbos and Yontov? How does Rabbi Akiva know, or what does Rabbi Akiva say about wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yontov? So we have a, since by tefillin it says, Uksharitim li os ayadech, it's an os, and Shabbos is an os, So since Shabbos is an os, Beinu Avem Yisrael osi li olam, so therefore, there's no need for tefillin on Shabbos. We have a tradition, you only need two oses, and Mila is an os, so therefore, we don't wear it on Shabbos. In fact, there's a Truma Sedeshin we don't paskin like, that says if you're a hemophilic, whatever reason, you don't have a bris mila. Let's say meso achiv machmas mila, so then you would put on. We don't paskin that way. In fact, there was a famous story which of David Lipschitz, the Suvaka Rav, who when someone showed up in the main base of Medrash in YU with this, and he put on tefillin. So Rav David went over to him and said, "Do you know it's Shabbos?" Yeah, of course I know it's Shabbos. And you mean on Shabbos you don't put on tefillin? Yeah, of course I know. But you'd never believe what happened to me last night. Malach came down to me and said, "You have to wear tefillin today, even though it's Shabbos." So Rav David thought for a moment and said, what language was this Malach telling you in? So he said, Yiddish, of course. So he says, oh, you don't. It wasn't really a Malach. Malach only speaks Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore must be a mistake. He said, oh, great. He took off his tefillin, and everything went well. So we see besides how Rav David knew how to deal with people, but he also got over here the desired result. So Shabbos is an os, Yontov is also an os. There's a discussion, Tosis discusses, what is the os? Is the os the Isser Malacha on Shabbos? Is the os to positive mitzvah matzah or sukkah? So in fact, I remember when, you know, growing up, that was always the saying, like, it's only half true. If you're going to work on Chol HaMoed, so then you have to wear tefillin, because that's not an oath. But if you're not working, that's not really true. What Tosis says is, if there's an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, so that makes it an oath, and therefore you won't wear tefillin. Nothing to do with whether you personally go to work or not. So, is the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed, if it's not a Dov or Ovid, is that a Isser Daraisa? That's a Machlokas Rishonim in the beginning of Moed Katan. Because on one hand, the Mishnah gives, we know Chol HaMoed is not like Shabbos or Yontov. To many more exceptions to the rule. So do I say, I see, it must be, it's only Drabbanan. Or do I say, no, Nasna Lechacham, that, no, really, it's Minat Torah, but he left it to the rabbis to define what's considered Malacha, what isn't. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim, it seems to be the Rush and the Rush, but the Rush holds it's only an Issa Drabbanan, like the Shari New Yom and Yom Kippur. It's only well, that's the discussion, if it's you know, Shari Nuyim is Daraisa, except there's no Kareis, or maybe they're only Drabbanan, so that's a discussion, same issue there. But the Rosh Paskins by Chol HaMoed, it's a Drabbanan, and the Rashba Paskins, it's according to the Rosh, and if there's no Issa Malacha, you have to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. According to the Rashba, it's Usher, it's an Issa Daraisa to put tefillin on Chol HaMoed. In fact, the Beis Yosef talks historically, everyone used to wear tefillin. In fact, that was, you know, probably based on the Gemara in Tzuka, where the Zanche Yushalayim used to go around doing, you know, mitzvahs harbe. They talk about, and Rashi writes, tefillin miyado. So it wasn't on Yontif or Shabbat, so it must have been on Chol HaMoed. So we see everyone was wearing tefillin. So Alt Nigla, everyone comes on, they found the Zohar, which said that it's a terrible thing to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Chol HaMoed itself is the tefillin, and therefore, so I'm not sure historically how it happened, one day they wore, the next day, or maybe it didn't, maybe they found it not over Pesach, so the next Yontif they stopped, it'd be strange if one day of Chol HaMoed they wore, the other day they didn't. So either way, that's the Beis Yosef. And so that's the Machlokes, the Machaber Rama. The Machaber goes with the Rashba, that it's an Issa D'Raisa to put on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the Rama goes with the Rush. There's no Issa Malach at all. You have a Chiyav D'Raisa, you have a Chiyav to put on Tefillin, and that was this. If you're a hardcore Ashkenazi, you do it, the Rama says, even with a Bracha. Well, see, he says to do it Balachash. I'll tell you why in a moment. But he says, even with the brachas. So the Taz is a little nervous. Okay, so put on tefillin, but maybe do it without a bracha. So if a brachas go hakel, but that still doesn't help. If it's an issa d'raisa to put on tefillin, perhaps it's bal tosif, then how are you getting out of it? So the Mishnah Berurah says, to make a tanai, he says, if we pass in like the Ramah, so I'm putting on l'shei mitzvah. But if the halacha is like the Rashba, I'm just trying on for size. I want to see if it could fit, like the Gemara says, if you find throwing on the ground on Shabbos, a lot of you could try them on in terms of that. So that's the Machlokes, the Machaber Ramah, and the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah add to it. So Ashkenaz, yes, Sfarad, no. So why, if there's so many, it's like Hallel, we all Pesach, why are there so many people not wearing tefillin who are Ashkenaz? It's like the Ramah says by Leil Pesach, Rano Einogin came. We don't say Hallel on Leil Pesach. So why do many Ashkenaz do? So it's a similar issue. It's not the same. It's a different halachic issue. But in terms of meta halacha, historical, it seems to be the same issue. Because what happens? Because the Hasidim follow the Zohar. So therefore, you don't wear tefillin. The Gra, who basically established Minhag Eretz Yisrael, he says, the Rama Eino Iker, he says, no, he learned the Zohar, we don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So in Eretz Yisrael, they follow the Minhag Agra. In fact, that's why no one puts on tefillin publicly. I did it privately. I guess it's a shayla if you're a real Minhag Ashkenaz and you go to Eretz Yisrael, if you're a real Yeki and you move, so what do you do? So I know someone said, I know they asked Rav Wuzner and someone else I know asked, and he told them to stop wearing tefillin. Period. Because my question is, so the shayla is when he comes back to Chutz Laaretz, so now does he go back to his old minig? So I assume what about if he comes back to move completely? Well, do I say his minig was now? So that's a further debate, but not for now. So that's why the Rama said, don't just say the brachas balachash, meaning you always, because back in the day they used to say the brachas alal, like we do the berachas ashakar, so don't start it privately. What the Avnei Nezer discusses, so if it's a suffix, so they ask, well, why don't Hasidim wear? If it's a suffix d'araisa, wearing tefillin, so suffix d'araisa l'chumra. So he said, no, I think in the Brisker say this, I think the Rav said it's not a suffix. He thinks it's black and white. It's a Gemara in Krisis, Daf Tes, which says, so there's a whole debate over there, about Ger Toshav keeping Shabbos. What do you mean keeping Shabbos? How can he keep Shabbos? We know Ger Shabbos Chayim Misa. So they say, okay, so you should keep it like Yontov. So others say, no. Keep it like Chol HaMoed. And I think over there it's Rav Shimon, who says, no, you can't even keep it for Chol HaMoed. So what do we see according to Rav Shimon? This is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Because Chol HaMoed also was an os. And they claim we pass on like Rav Shimon. And therefore, a Ger Toshav can't even, it's like a Ger Toshav can't even keep Shabbos like Chol HaMoed. So too, we see it's explicit that Chol HaMoed is an os, and therefore there's no suffix d'raisa. That being said, even though the Brisker say it in the Rav, the Brisker Rav apparently after, I don't know if the Rav Soloveitchik did it, but the Brisker Rav, they say after Pesach, after Sukkot, for a week after Chol HaMoed, work after Yontif, he kept his tefillin on an extra half an hour, or whatever the amount was, to make up for his lack of wearing tefillin over Chol HaMoed. And just to conclude with the minig of Satmar and San. So this interesting minig. So therefore, if you Sephardi, no tefillin, so among the Ashkenaz, some hardcore Ashkenaz even wear with a bracha, others wear without a bracha. And if you're, and the reason why many Ashkenaz don't wear it all, because since the Hasidim, the Grunics and the Briskers, so when the Grunics and the Briskers get together and the Hasidim, so it's a very powerful force, it's hard to fight, like Hallel, Leil, Pesach, in Shul, that is, everyone agrees to Hallel, Adagad. And the Maisa with the Satmar, they claim, is that the Bachrim, if you're single, you wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and if you're married, you know, like, what's the Chiluk? It's not why it's like Talis. So they say in Williamsburg and Satmar that because since it's based on Nigla, you don't wear Tefillin. Based on Nistar, you do. So you only start learning Kabbalah when you get married, so therefore that meaning. And others claim a similar thing in Sanz. There was a case where someone got Bar Mitzvah. Sanz only puts on Tefillin right, they don't do it 30 days before. You should do it right away. So you have the excitement. So the Shai was, he came by mitzvah on Pesach, so the first day available was Chol HaMoed. So the question was, he was a bachur, so I think the paskin over there, he should put on this tefillin. I don't know, with a bracha or not. So, what's the ma'aser with the sons? They say over because, I guess, I don't know if it was the sons or Rebbe, when he was, after, you know, I guess, the second day of Pesach, first day, he saw the kids, I guess the kids meaning the eighth graders, whoever, the 12, 13-year-olds, running around like crazy after, like, the next day. He said, didn't you guys eat the matzah? Clearly, the matzah had no effect on you, acting like a vil d'chayez. So it's a whole discussion, what to know. So he claims the os is the matzah. And the os only takes effect if you have the right kavana. Since you don't have the right kavana, the matzah, so it wasn't an os, therefore you need another os, and therefore cholmei isn't an os, and therefore you have to put on the tefillin. So therefore, those are the different minhagim, and in Satmar, and trying to take it a step further, it could be the difference between if you're married or if you are single.